Final word. The various items of editorial insistence on change which I have described in this book have dated from 1939, Pilgrimage, to 1958, The Ugly Little Boy. Since 1958, over a quarter of a century now, there have been no such incidents. Either something I write is rejected, very rarely to be sure, or it is accepted and is then printed substantially as I have written it, with only the kind of routine change that is the result of line-by-line editing for typos and infelicities. This is not necessarily a good thing as far as some critics are concerned. I have seen reviews of my recent novel, for instance, that seem to imply that I suffer from the lack of editorial control. The impression they seek to convey is that I have become an arrogant superstar of the science fiction world, and that editors cower in corners, fearing my frowns, that I get away with all sorts of self-indulgent shenanigans while those same editors shrug their shoulders at each other, when I am not looking, and bemoan their inability to control me. I wish reviewers who think that would consult my editors on the matter, in my absence if that will make them feel better, for I am quite certain they will be assured it is not so. What is so is that I am an aging, experienced science fiction writer who has learned my craft in the hard school of such powerful, idiosyncratic editors as John W. Campbell, Jr. and Horace L. Gold, so that there is now no longer any great need to rewrite me. The time may well come when advancing age and mental decay, if I live long enough, may deprive me of the fine edge of my power. And in that case, I dare say my editors will draw straws to find out which one of them gets to tell me that I don't have it anymore. Their reluctance to be the one to do so won't be out of fear of me, I know, but, I hope, out of a reluctance to make me feel bad. For I have made friends with every editor I have ever had, and my relations with them, all of them, from John Campbell 47 years ago to Sam Vaughan right now, have been marked by friendliness and warmth, and even arguments over revision have ruffled the surface of our friendships only slightly, and only temporarily. Belief. Copyright 1953 by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. Copyright renewed 1980 by Isaac Asimov.